Today, sharing the Daf Yomi V'Yezus Hashem Yisbarach, we begin a brand new Masechta, Masechta Moed Katan. We begin the very top, Daf Beis, Amud Aleph, and this Masechta Moed Katan deals with Moadim that are, quote, Katan, which means Chol HaMoed. This Masechta deals with the tremendous amount of the lochos of Chol HaMoed. Now, just as a very brief introduction, Chol HaMoed, according to many, has an Issa D'Oraisa of Melacha, and we'll see in the first Rashi that according to this understanding, what the actual dinim are, that's dependent upon what the Chazal say. But there is a din d'oraisa that you're not supposed to do certain types of melacha on Chol HaMoed. So Chol HaMoed is a very, very important dinim in terms of what you can do, what you can't do. And it really is, to a certain extent, like Yontif, except that there are many kulas, many ramifications of these kulas that allow Chol HaMoed to look a lot more like a weekday than it does like a real Yontif in this melacha. That very, very, very brief introduction, let us begin the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us that mashkin, we're allowed to irrigate, to water, beis hashlochin, some pronounce it in the vernacular shalchin, but we'll call it beis hashlochin b'moed. One is allowed to go and water their beis hashlochin, an irrigated field, during Chol HaMoed. But moed doesn't mean on Yontif. On Yontif, you're absolutely not allowed to do this. It's only talking about Chol HaMoed. Now, why is this? So let's do the first Rashi inside. I should point out that the Rashis that we have over here are probably not authored by Rashi. According to many, they're authored by the Rabbeinu Gershom. And the Rashis that we have on the side of the Gemara here, known as the Ksiv Yad Rashis, Rashi Ksiv Yad. So you can see in the little asterisk that we find by the Rashi Ksiv Yad, so he points out at the bottom, HaKsiv Yad Shavah B'derech Kala Perish Rashi Shebarif V'Shebein Yaakov. That the Rashis that we have over here in the Ksiv Yad, that's probably the more authentic Rashis. Ukefisha Rishonim, Heviyu, Divrei Rashi, wherever the Rishonim bring down Rashi, you'll see they're rarely bringing down the Ksiv Yad over here in Rashi, as we can actually see in the very first Masoras HaShas, where he tells us, go look in Pirish Rashi, Lekaman Dav Dalad Omid Beis. If you look in the Rashis that we have, it's not there, but if you look in the Ksiv Yad Rashis, it's found over there. So the Rashi that we have in the Masechta will refer to, obviously, the standard Rashi, and then we'll refer to it as Rashi Ksiv Yad when we're going to the Rashis that are found in this Pirish on the side of the Gemara known as the Ksiv Yad. So here we're going to read the regular Rashi, and it tells us that Sodeh she omedis bahar, a field that's out in the mountainous areas, and therefore the rainwater runs off it, and it won't pool over there, v'tzarech l'hashkosa tamid, and you constantly have to irrigate it, you have to constantly water it, because the water runs down the mountain, and it won't stay up in the field area. So mashkin osa, you're allowed to irrigate such a field, water such a field, afilu b'cholo shel moed. You're allowed to water it on Chol HaMoed. Why? Lefi shehu lo hefsid gadol. And this introduces us to one of the most important concepts of what type of avoda is allowed to be done on Chol HaMoed, and that is one that would cause you a financial loss if you didn't do this. So, for example, if a person has a whole bunch of milk that he has to sell, if he doesn't sell it on Chol HaMoed, it's all going to go to waste. He's going to lose all that money. That's a hefsid gadol, so he'd be allowed to go and sell it on Chol HaMoed. So to hear, this field, which requires irrigation, if you don't irrigate this field, all the crops will in it will die, so that's a hefsid gadol, a huge financial loss. It may no mashko sa, and therefore, the dover shall hefsid. This is a financial loss, what's called the dover oved in halacha. A dover shall hefsid. He tiru chachamim, the rabbis permitted you, you can do work like this on Chol HaMoed. Like we're learning the last Masechta in the beautiful Seder of Moed. This is the second to the last one, Moed Katan. The last one will be Chagiga. And it says over there, they'll see it in the Psukim, Sheish is Yomim Tochal Matzoh, Shuva Yom Shvi'i, Atzeres Lashem Lokecha. For 6 days you'll eat matzah, and on the seventh day it will be an Atzeres Lashem Lokecha. So what's this 6-7? So Uma Shvi'i, Otzor B'Yasiyas Melacha. Just like on the seventh day of Yontif, you're not allowed to do Melacha. So too, Avshisha, the first 6 days as well, Atzurim B'Yasiyas Melacha. You're not allowed to do Melacha on them. The way Rashi understands this is a din d'oraisa. He brings down psukim. Others understand this is an asmachta. These psukim are just teaching us that the rabbi set up the din of not doing work on Chol HaMoed, so a person shouldn't have Chol HaMoed be like a free day. Oh, now I have time off from work, so I'll go do all my work. So therefore, according to them, it's a din d'rabbanan, but according to the simple understanding of Rashi, this is a din d'oraisa. And therefore, ima shvi otzo b'chol melacha avshishi atzurim b'chol melacha, if this pure drasha is to be taken to its logical conclusion, so then there should be an absolute issur melacha on Chol HaMoed, just like there's an absolute issur melacha, with the exception of ochel nefesh, on the first and last day of Yontif, so you should have an absolute issur melacha. There should be no difference between Chol HaMoed and Yontif. if this drosh is to be taken to its logical conclusion, Talmud Loma, therefore, Hashvi, it tells us, Sheish Yomim Techol Matzos Uvayom Hashvi. So this teaches us, Shvi Atzar B'chol Melacha. The seventh day, first and seventh day, they're prohibited from doing any Melacha. The Ein Shisha Atzurim B'chol Melacha, but the intermediate days, the Chol Amoed days, they're not forbidden by any Melacha. And what is allowed, what is not allowed? That the Torah tells us, the rabbis will determine what's permitted and what's not permitted on Chol Hamoed. It is up to the rabbis to determine what the Issa D'Oraisa applies to and what it doesn't apply to. And one of the criteria are umalacha sheyesh bo hefsed, a malacha that is going to cause you a financial loss if you don't do it. In eina ososa, if you don't do that, you're going to have a significant financial loss. It's a dover ha'aved, kegon lahashkos beis hashlochen. If you don't irrigate this field, all the crops in it will die. Hetiru chachom, the rabbis gave us permission to go and irrigate the field. So that's what the Mishnah is telling us over here. Tosus is almost the identical derivation as Rashi. So mashkin beis hashlochen b'moed, one is allowed to go and irrigate a irrigated field, the field that requires irrigation, as opposed to a field that satisfies itself with just rainwater. So that is beis baal, which we'll get to in a moment. So this field that normally requires irrigation, beis hashlochen, so one would be allowed to go and water that field on Chol Hamoed. And this would be true as well, ubashvias. One would likewise be allowed to do this on the Shemitah year. And we'll discuss this more when we get to the Gemara as well. Mefarish b'Gemara, Rashi says. Now, this is true that you can irrigate such a field. This would be true if this field had never yet been irrigated, or even if the field had been irrigated. As Rashi points out, the achshav maschil linvoa, it has not gone out beforehand, so now is the first time this irrigation canal is being opened up, and therefore you're still allowed to do this because you don't have to be concerned in this situation that it may collapse. A field, a mayan sheyotza already, previously had been used, so then it's unlikely that it will collapse. And the Gemara will ask the question, if you're allowed to do it with a field, irrigate this field with a new canal, so then certainly you can do it with an old canal, what's the chiddush over here? And we'll get to that in the Gemara. Basically, the bottom line is, the Mishnah tells us over here that because of a dover or ovid, because of a financial loss, one can irrigate this field even with a canal that is brand new and it may collapse and you may have to go and do some work to go and clean it out, because once you start irrigating it, it'll be financial loss. And certainly you can do this with a canal that had previously gone out and is less likely to go and collapse. But, the Mishnah says, I will aim mashkin, but you aren't allowed to go and irrigate even this field that requires irrigation, lo mimeha geshamim, you can't go and bring rainwater to it. That would be too much tircha. And this introduces us to a second concept that determines whether you can or cannot do malacha on Chol Hamoed. There's a concept of tircha yisera, doing unnecessary, additional, difficult work, which even though you're allowed to do work that would be preventing a dover or aved, you're still not allowed to do so much so that it's what's called tircha yisera. So to go and collect mimei gishomim, below mimei hakilon, these are collections or bodies of water that require a lot of work to go and bring the water from these collection areas to the field. Now the Bach in Os Aleph on Dav Dalid, he tells us that what are these mei kilon that we're referring to over here? You're not allowed to go and irrigate it, not from a mei gishomim, which is a pool of rainwater that had collected, nor from a mei kilon. So the Bach there tells us from the Rambam that this mei kilon is klomar bor amuk, a deep pit that has water collected in it. V'chein mei gishomim, that same thing is for a collection of water, shemiskabtsim mehen agamim, that the water collected in these areas, ukisha gishomim poskim, when it stops raining, yitamu amayim haboim la'agamim, there's no more water going to enter over here, v'yitztarech l'hashkus mehen b'dili, and you have to go and draw the water out of it with some sort of a pitcher, a dli, a container, and that's a lot of work. That's a tircha yisera. So therefore, you're not allowed to go and water this field, this beis hashlochin, with mei gishamim or mei hakilon, because it's tircha yisera. Likewise, Beit Osin Ugios Lagifanim. You likewise not allowed to go make these ditches around your vineyard. Now, you can see here in the first Masoreh Sashas, Osalef, he tells you, go look in the Rashi on Dav Dalit Amud Beis. And if you look over there at our regular Rashis, you're not going to find it. But if you look in the Rashi Ksiv Yad, so the Rashi Ksiv Yad over there tells us that these Ugios are like we had in Masech Tainis, where it said, Derech Gefanim Lassos Ugios Ogul Soviv Liskanis Mayim, to make a circle around them. And this was what we had with Choni HaMa'agel. Ogul Soviv Kemo Og Ugo. Like Choni HaMa'agel drew a circle around it. So they would make these ditches around these vines, and the water would collect there, and that would irrigate the tree. So likewise, you're not allowed to make these Ugios for the Gefanim during the Cholamoid period of time, because it's too much work and it's not going to cause a financial loss if you don't do this. It will just not grow as much. That's called to prevent a additional value. So minias harivacha, so that's another characteristic of whether you can or cannot do work on Cholamoid. So minias harivacha is to prevent additional benefit that you're getting as opposed to financial loss. So for minias harivacha, you won't gain as much. So instead of the produce being worth $100, it'll only be worth $75, but that's not a financial loss. That's just not making as much money as you would have. Minias harivacha is different than hefsid dover ovid, hefsid meruba. That would not be allowed. So we clearly see from the Tanna Kamma that one is permitted on Chol HaMoed to do things that are a Dover or Aved, but you can't do Tircha Yisera. That's the bottom line from the Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, however, disagrees. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, he says, "Ein osin eso amo batchilo b'moed u'b'shvias." You're not allowed to go and make a canal. An amo was a one amo wide canal. That's why it was called the amo. So you're not allowed to make these canals l'chatchilo on Chol HaMoed or during the Shemitah year. Rashi in the Ksiv Yad says over here, Batchila means Im lo haitzo meyolim. It wasn't there previously, so you're not allowed to do this. Ein osa masa mitchila b'moed. You're not allowed to do this l'chatchila on Chol HaMoed. Mishum tircha yisera. Again, this is excessive work, and you're not allowed to go and do this. The Chacham disagree with Rabbi Azariah, and they say, Osin eso amo batchila b'shvias. No, you are allowed to do this during the Shemitah year, that you can do. As opposed to Rabbi Azariah said, you can't do it neither during Chol HaMoed or during the Shemitah year. The Chacham say, we agree with you with Chol HaMoed, but we disagree with you in regards to the Shemitah year. Furthermore, the Chacham say, M'saknin es hamakul kolos b'moed. And if they were damaged on Chol HaMoed, then you would even be allowed to go and fix them on Chol HaMoed. That would be a Dover or Aved, and that would be allowed. Alternatively, it is not such a Tircha Yisera to go and fix an already dug canal, and therefore it would be allowed. Finally, the Mishnah concludes with another concept, and this is the concept of things that are done, what's called Tzorchei Rabin. If you're doing something for the public good, that might be allowable, as opposed to a private individual. That same activity would not be allowable for a private person, would be allowable for Tzorchei Rabin. Now, the Mishnah says, Misaknin, one would be allowed to go and fix these eskilkule hamayim shibrishus harabim. They would be allowed to go and fix these kilkule hamayim. These are, Rashi Ksivyad tells us, these are water pits, hamchunosin begumos lishtia. These are like cisterns of water that were for the public consumption. V'nimshachim l'sochon zvile rishus harabim, and sometimes the zevel, the waste from the rishus harabim, would go into them, umekalkalin osan, and would ruin them. V'sotzmin acharitzin shebehen, and would plug up the ditches that go to them, and alech hazevel lebar, and the waste products would go into the bar, which obviously would not be great for the drinking water. So you'd be allowed to go and clean those out if they became muddied or dirtied with some waste water or waste products. So you'd be allowed to go do that on Chol HaMoed. The Chotetin Osan, and likewise, you could be clearing them out in another way. As Tosa says over here, Shim Nismali Habar, if the bar got filled up with soot and all sorts of dregs at the bottom of it, Mutalachto, you could be allowed to dig it out, Lamiko, to make it deeper, Sha'afr Ticho, because here it's not a Tircha Yisera, the water at the bottom has made it soft, so the mud is easy to scoop out. Avol Chofra, but to dig it, Betchila, to go and dig this cistern or well, Shakar Kakosha, when the ground is hard, lo, you know, wouldn't be allowed to do that, Mishum Deika Tircha Yisera, because again, it would be excessive amount of work. And the Rashi in the Ksiv Rad says the same thing. that Kamosha Osin Leboru Shalonu Shabotzin Mitocho Tsrous or Kismin, you'd be allowed to take out the pebbles and the little pieces of stuff that are in the bottom of it, the Afruris Shinofabo and all the other waste that fell into it, you'd be allowed to go and take that out because that's not a lot of excessive work. Mishnah further says, you'd be allowed to go and fix the various roads and the streets that people need to go on, so you'd be allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed as well, because these were essential for people to go and function properly, so it had to be done on Chol HaMoed. So it's for Tzarchi Rabban. The mikvahs, they also needed them for the Tzarchi Rabban, you'd be allowed to go and take care of them on Chol HaMoed. The Osun called Tzarchi Rabban, and likewise, any needs of the public would be allowed to be done on Chol HaMoed. Tomorrow we'll add on additional things that are included in this general category of Osim Kol Tzarchei Rabban. Finally, Umitzainin and Sakvaros, they were obviously very concerned about Tumas HaMeis, that if a person carried something over a grave, it would be Matame, the Kachim, or the Tumas HaMeisus that they had with them. So therefore, they needed to know all the time where were the Kvarim, where were the graves? So you'd be allowed to go and mark them with a sid, with the lime, so you'd be able to clearly know, don't go walk over that. So Mitzayin as a Kvaris, they would go out and be allowed to go and put limestone to put a marker clearly on the areas that the graves were. As Rashi Ksiviyat says, Besid, they would put some lime out there, some plaster. Shemamache, Vishofech Simon Lahoche Drochim, Vaoski Taharo, Shaloyabu Sham, Bimne Tumas Ohel. In case the previous lime had been wiped away, they'd be allowed to go and repaint it so people would know and not carry over the taharos or the trumas and maises over those graves. And finally, v'yotzin af halakilayim, they likewise were allowed to send out the shluchei beisdin to go and tell people you better go and uproot your kilayim. Now the lashon over here of af is not necessarily for our Gemara, but this mishnah is quoted elsewhere. In Shkolim, there, the word af actually fits in, so that's why it said af, so we keep that same language, otzin af al kilayim, but it's really, they're allowed to also send out the shluchim for kilayim. Okay, that's the first mission of this beautiful Masechta, and now let's start discussing it in the Gemara. So Gemara says, Hashdo yesh lomar mimayin shiotzo betchilo diosalin pule mashkin. Now that you tell me that you're allowed to go and take a brand new irrigation canal and go and irrigate this field, even though the osalin pule, it may come to fall apart because it's brand new, nevertheless, we allow you to do this mashkin, so certainly, Allah has kama v'kama, mimayin shalo yotza b'tchil, it's not coming out now for the first time, it's already been used for a while, and therefore the likelihood of it falling apart is low, the lo asilim pule, so mibayi, would you have to tell me that that's permissible? This is the question I mentioned when we were doing the Mishnah. If I'm allowed to go and use a canal that is likely that it may fall apart because it's a brand new canal, and I'm still allowed to do that, we don't worry about that it may come to fall apart. So then why do you have to tell me that I certainly can use a canal that is unlikely to fall apart because it's been used already? That's the Gemara's question. So Gemara says, no, it was necessary. I'm reading, Gemara tells us, it's Drich. It needed to tell us both of these cases, that it was even a Mayan Shalo Yotza B'Tchila, as well as a Mayan Shiyotza B'Tchila. Why is that? Because Itano, if we'd only learned it on Mishnah, Mayan Shiyotza B'Tchila, only a brand new Mayan, and if you tell me if I can use a brand new Mayan, I can certainly use a Mayan that was there previously. No. Havamina, you know what I would have said? Hacha, in this situation of Beis HaShlochin, Hacha, who the Beis HaShlochin in Beis HaBalo. But in a regular field, what's called the Beis HaBal, a field that doesn't require irrigation, it has enough rain from the rain that it doesn't require to be irrigated. So no, I would only be allowed to go and use a brand new irrigation canal for a Beis HaShlochim, but I wouldn't be allowed to use it for a Beis HaBal. But the implication would be, that's only Mishum, the Osilin Pule. The reason why I can't use a brand new one is because it may fall apart, and then I'd have to go fix it, and that would be Tirchi Yisera, too much extra work. But therefore, Avo Mayon, Shalo Yobso B'Tchila, a Mayon that is unlikely to fall apart because it's already been used for a while, and it hasn't fallen apart, the Lo Osilin Pule, it doesn't collapse, and therefore it's unlikely that it's going to fall apart. Maybe I would say afilu beis habal nami. I would even be allowed to use this in a field that doesn't require irrigation, that gets enough rainfall. But I could make the produce a higher level of produce by irrigating it. So maybe I would be allowed to go and do that. Oh, the chiddush is kamash v'lo, no, that you can't do that. Lo shno mayin shiotza b'tchila. It doesn't make a difference whether it's the first time it's being used. Lo shno mayin shlo yotza b'tchila, or if it's already been used and it's unlikely to fall apart. The din is one and the same. Only in an irrigated field, Beis HaShlochin, in are you allowed to go and irrigate this field because it's a davar oved. However, in a beis habal, even if it's not likely to fall apart because it's already been used, I still wouldn't be allowed to go and irrigate a beis habal because it doesn't require the rain, and therefore, lo, I can't do it because it's only a menias harvacha. It's only going to, okay, it won't make a yield of $100, it'll only make a yield of $90. That's not enough of a reason to allow me to do this work on Chol HaMoed. Now the Gemara says, where do we say umay mashma the high base haba lishno demiasvusa hi? How do we see that as opposed to the irrigated field, the field that requires rain and irrigation, that's a base hashlochin, so we understand that word, but where do we see that the beis habal is the opposite of that, that it only requires rain and doesn't require specifically irrigation, that it's a field that is, quote, sitting, miasvusa, it doesn't have additional things that need to be done to it. So where do we see this expression of beis habal implying something that's all set and doesn't require something else being done to it? So he brings down a pasuk that we have from Yeshaya, where it says, Tilsiv, Kiv al bochor bisula, says when a young man will get married to his virgin wife, Yivaluch bonayich umesos chosen al kali yosis alayach alukoyach. That's the famous pasuk that we have, yosis alayach alukoyach, for the chosen to the kala. So it says over there, umetagamin, and if you look in the tagam over there, so it says, Are kimo dimitosav ulem im bisulta, just like a young man, he settles down, he's miyusav, he's sitting down in Besulta with his virgin wife, Yasvun Begavech Banaich. So too will the children of Klai Yisrael sit down in comfort in Eretz Yisrael. So we see this law shown of Kiyival, which is a beis habal, so to say, just like the husband is the baal, so too the field over here that's already all taken care of and is sitting in comfort, doesn't need to go and irrigate it, that's called a beis habal. Now the Gemara discusses the Tanakama of the Mishnah. Again, we pointed out that the sheet of the Tanakhama was that on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to do something to prevent a Dover HaOvid, a Hefsid Meruba, but you're not allowed to still do a Tircha Yisera. You can't do excessive work. So we said you'd be allowed to go and irrigate this field with a canal even that hadn't been made beforehand, because that's not such a Tircha, and certainly with a canal that had been made beforehand, but you wouldn't be allowed to go and do Mashkin, Mimei Gishamim, or Mimei Akilo. So the Gemara says, Montana dipseida in harvachalo. Who's the Tana that tells us that to prevent the Hefsid Meruba, a Dover or Ovid, you'd be allowed to, but to go and irrigate the field in order to have a better field, that you wouldn't be allowed to go and do. In order to have a harvacha, additional profit, you wouldn't be allowed to do this. And furthermore, ba'afilu b'makum seida, and even in the situation where it is a Dover or Ovid, mitrach, Nami lo tachina, you're not allowed to do a tircha yisera. You wouldn't be allowed to go and take the dali, take your bucket, and go fill it up from either the mei gishamim or the mei kilo. So who is the author of our Mishnah? So Amar Ravuna. Ravuna says, this is Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. This is the Tana, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Where do we see that? Because the Tana will learn the Mishnah davav, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omer, moshchin and samayim me'ilon le'ilon. You're allowed to go and draw the water, draw a canal from one tree to another tree. The Chachamim disagree. They don't allow you to do that. But Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, you're allowed to go and draw the water from one tree to another tree. The water collects around one tree, there's extra water over there, and you can go and bring it to the next tree. As Rashi says over here, you're allowed to do this on Chol HaMoed. If yesh mayim tachas ilon echad, osin derech katan, you're allowed to draw a path, make a ditch, a canal, me'ilon le'ilon, kidei shimshuchu hamayim ilon zeh le'ilon achad, that it will go from one tree to the other tree. So that you're allowed to do. Hovad, however, shlo yashkes asadukula, you're not allowed to do the entire field. That you wouldn't be allowed to do. And this is talking, Rashi says, shlo yashkes asadukula beveis habal kamayri. This is talking about for a beis habal, a field that doesn't require irrigation, the harvachi, and it's purely just to make the yield better on that field. Alma, you see, the harvacha, the milsa, the just for the benefit of getting an additional yield in the field, also Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer and Yaakov, he's the one that says that you're allowed to do this, so a minimal amount of tircha you can do, and a large amount of tircha you can't do, even though it's going to be a menias harvacha. So let us say, Rav Huna, that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is the author of our Mishnah. Because Mari says that's not a good raya. Or you can see from there, from the Mishnah on Daf Vav that we just read, Eimen Dushamis Ola Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, that which he said, that Moshkin Esamayim Me'ilon Le'ilon, so that tells me Harvacha Delo. That tells me you wouldn't be allowed to go and irrigate the entire field. You can only go from one tree to the other tree, because to irrigate the entire field, that would be too much of a harvacha, too much work to do this for. You're not allowed to make this a harvacha on Chol HaMoed. However, tircha, b'makom seida, but he doesn't tell us anything that there would be a huge financial loss. So, mishanaslay, who says he wouldn't allow that? And therefore, our Mishnah said that even though there's a financial loss, you wouldn't be allowed to go take mei gishamim or mei kilon. Who says the Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov agrees with that? So therefore, Rafuna's statement isn't necessarily correct. And therefore, the Gemara says, Elamar Papa, Hamani Rabbi Yehudi, the author of our Mishnah is really Rabbi Yehuda, from the following Braisa, the Tanya. We'll have a number of different opinions in this Braisa, and the author of our Mishnah can be seen to be the Tana Rabbi Yehuda from this Braisa. Because it says in the Braisa, Mayan Hayotze Betchila, if you have a brand new Mayan that is just coming out, so to say, it is a brand new Mayan that is being created right now, Mashke Mimenu, you're allowed to take the water from this well, Afilu Sede Beis Habal, and go and irrigate even a Beis Habal. That's the opinion of Meir that says that even for a Beis Habal, a field that doesn't require irrigation, Rebbe Meir permits you to go and do so. So he lets you do this, even though it would be only additional harvacha, nevertheless he allows it. So he certainly isn't the author of our Mishnah. Now we see Rabbi Yehuda in the Brice, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein mashkin el estay beis hashlochin shecharva. He would only allow this new mayan ayosi mitchila for a beis hashlochin and one that had been charva, that had been ruined, it dried up. We'll see in a moment what that means. And along comes Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and he says, Omer, lokach, lokach, neither of these two. We'll explain in a moment what it means, neither of these two, lokach, lokach. And then it says, furthermore, Yasser al-Kain, an additional statement that Rabbi Yehuda made, Yasser al-Kain, as Tosa says over here, Ot ha-yamachmi Yosser, the Rabbi Yehuda was machmi even more. He says, Afilu b'beis ha-shlochin, even where he allowed you to go and have the Mayan go to a beis ha-shlochin, Tosa says, Ka'osol hifonos mishum to have a tircha yisera, but he didn't allow you to do additional tircha yisera. So that's what it means. Yasser al-Kain, Omer Rabbi Yehuda is machmir, that where he did allow the beis ha-shlochin, even there, lo yafana adam amas hamayim, you're not allowed to go. And yafana either means to go clean out an existing one, which is a decent amount of work, or to create a new one when the old one is plugged up, yashkenu l'ginoso, and to go and irrigate your garden, or l'churvaso, or for your churba, your ruined area, which we'll explain in a moment what that is, on Chol HaMoed, b'cholo shel moed. Now, we have these three opinions over here. Our Mishnah is certainly not Rav Meir, and our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda according to Papa. Now let's understand Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara says, "My Charva." When Rabbi Yehuda said that you're allowed to go and be mashke only a base shlochin that had been Charva, what does he mean? My Charva. So Ilema Charva Mamish. If you're telling me that it was actually ruined, in other words, the field was totally destroyed, nothing was growing there anymore, it had all desiccated. So Gemara says, "Lomali the mashkele." Then what purpose would anybody have for irrigating it? The field Nebuch dried up. It's all dead. So Abaye says, you know what we're dealing over here? Shecharvar mimayin zeh, b'yotzolo mayin acher. No, one spring or well that was irrigating this field had dried up, but there's now another taking its place. And that's what Rav Yehuda says. Since it's a dover of it, you'd be allowed to go and take the irrigation from this new spring. And on that, he says later on, yes or okay, and he said, but not that you can go be mefana amasamayim v'yashke to this gino churva on Chol HaMoed. So you can't do a tircha yisera, which is exactly the opinion of our Mishnah, but you can do for a beis hashlochin regular irrigation work. Now, this Braisa continued and said, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, mir lokach lokach. What did he mean by he said it's neither this nor that? So, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, loshna charav maina, loshna lo charav maina. According to Rabbi Elazar, it doesn't make a difference whether the original spring had dried up or had not dried up. Mayon shiotza betchila lo. If it's now coming out for the first time, you're not allowed to go and irrigate this field. So, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is a stricter din. So, he certainly can't be the author of a Mishnah. So, therefore, Rav Papa had said that the author of our Mishnah is, in fact, Rabbi Yehuda. Now, this teretz was brought forward by Abaye, and the Gemara says, who says? Umimai. Who says that this teretz that Abaye is giving us is correct? Dilma, maybe. Adkan lo kama Rabbi Yehuda. The reason why Rabbi Yehuda said, beis hashlochin in, beis habalo, that an irrigated field you're allowed to, but if it's a field that doesn't require irrigation, you're not allowed to. That's only elo mayon shiotz betchila. Maybe that's only talking about if it's now coming out for the first time, because the osilin puli, we're concerned that it will fall apart. And we turn to beis on beis. However, That's because Duma Asil and Pule. However, Avo Mayan Shaloyatsu Betrila, if it's a brand new Mayan, we understand it may fall apart. But if it's not a brand new Mayan Shaloyatsu Betrila, it's not coming out now for the first time, and therefore the low Asil and Pule, we're not concerned that it's going to fall apart, and there won't be a lot of Tircha, maybe Afilu Besa Bal Nami. It's not only a Beis HaShlochin that he would allow it, but why not allow a Beis HaBal also? And therefore, maybe he would allow for Harvacha. It's not only a Dover Aved, but even Harvacha. So that's Abaye's proof being schlugged up. But Abaye says, no. Im Kain, Masdisin, Aman, Tirmaya. If this is true, then we have nobody who authored our Mishnah. Elo, L'Rabbi Yehuda, it must be the Rabbi Yehuda holds, Lo Shno Mayin, Shiyotza B'tchila, Lo Shno Mayin, Shlo Yotza B'tchila. It makes no difference whether it's the first time coming out and Osili and Pule, or whether it's already come out beforehand and Lo Osili and Pule. Bottom line is, Beis HaShlochin in, Beis HaBal, lo. He holds, it all depends on the type of field. If it's an irrigated field, so then you're allowed to go and irrigate it, whether it's brand new Mayan or not a brand new Mayan. And if it's a field that doesn't require irrigation, it normally relies just upon rainwater, you wouldn't be allowed to go and irrigate it, whether it's a brand new or even if it's an already out type of a canal, you wouldn't be allowed to do this. So why does it tell us specifically the Mayan Shots Betchila, implying that would be good for a Beis HaBal? That's only Lo Diach HaKoch de Reb Meir. That's to show you the lenient position of Reb Meir, who says that Afilu Mayan Yosef Betchila, Mashkim Imenu Afilu Stei Beis HaBal. That Reb Meir's opinion is so lenient, and we always have, Tosfos points out, the Koch de Teir is odd. If we always want to point out the strength of the most lenient opinion, that's why it points it out. Even for a brand new Mayan, Reb Meir would allow you to go and irrigate even a non-irrigated field, a field that requires just rainwater normally, because you'll get a better yield. Reb Meir would allow you to go and even irrigate such a field with a brand new irrigation canal. So that's Lodiach HaKochon Heter, Koch, the Heter is Odif, this leaning opinion of Reb Meir. That's why we mention specifically this situation. But for Rabbi Yehuda, it actually makes no difference whether it's a brand new irrigation canal or if it's an older irrigation canal. There's no concern that it will fall apart. He only allows it for a Beis HaShlochin, but he doesn't allow it for a Beis HaBal. Now the Gemara says, it, but we learned in the Beis Medrash, HaMenachesh, if somebody goes and weeds, or if somebody goes Vamashke, Mayim, somebody goes and waters Lizroyim b'Shabbos. He goes and waters seeds on Shabbos, or he weeds the area around the seeds. Both of these will have the benefit that they will improve the seeds. When you pull out the weeds, so then there's more nutrients in water for the Zroyim. And when you water the Zroyim, so obviously you're making them grow better. So both of them, Menachesh and Mashke, improve the seeds. So if a person does this on Shabbos, he's over in Issa Daraisa. But the question is, you have to warn him. In order to be Chayev Hasra, and Mises based in, and the punishment from based in, the person has to be warned properly. So you have to warn him with the Av Malacha that he did. So Mishum Mai Masrinabe, how do you give this person Asra who's doing either Menachesh or Mashke Mayim? So Rabba Omar Mishum Choresh. Rabba says this is a tolda of Choresh, of plowing. So therefore, when you go and weed, or you go and put water on the Zroyim, that's actually a subcategory of plowing, of choresh, because choresh, the purpose is to make the seeds grow better, and so too, weeding or watering will make the seeds grow better. And therefore, Rabba says it's a tolda of choresh. And Rav Yosef disagrees. Rav Yosef, the famous Bar Plukta of Rabba, Rav Yosef Amar Mishum Zoreh, he says that the Isra over here is planting, that you're actually Zoreya, you're planting when you go and either weed or you water it, because that makes the plant grow better. Now, Amar Rabba, Rabba says, Kavosi, my opinion, Didi, Kavosi, Didi, my opinion makes more sense than the opinion of Rav Yosef. Kavosi, Didi, Mistabra, more than Rav Yosef. Why is that? Because Rabba says, and again, Rabba Shita is Mishum Choresh, that Menachesh and Mashke are toldos of Choresh, of plowing. The Abelach is plowing, because Ma Darko Shel Choresh. What does plowing do? L'Rafuyaya, Ara, it softens the ground. So too, Hainami, when you go do Menachesh, Mirafuyaya, Ara, it goes and softens the ground. Or when you water it, it softens the ground. So therefore, it makes sense that Menachesh and Mashke Mayim are toldos of Choresh. Rav Yosef says, no, I'm right. I'm Rav Yosef. Kavasi didi mistabra. My opinion is more correct. Mine makes more sense. Because Rav Yosef says, Mishum Zoreya, this is planting. So Ma Darko Shel Zoreya, when you plant something, the whole purpose of planting something is Samuche Pera, to make it grow. So too, when you Menache Shomashke Mayim, Hochanami Mitzameach Pera, it's making the fruits grow. So now we have a seemingly important problem for both Rabba and Rav Yosef. Amalei Abayi LeRabba. Abayi says to Rabba, both of you seem to have a problem. Abaye was a star pupil of Rabba, and he says, Rabbi, I don't understand. You have a problem, and Rav Yosef has a problem. L'didoch kasha, or Rav Yosef kasha. Both of you have a problem. What's that? L'didoch kasha, according to you, who say that the Isser, the Av is Choresh, and Menachesh and Mashgemaim are told us of Choresh, so why don't you say like Rav Yosef? Mishum Choresh in, Mishum Zoreah lo, why is it not also Zoreah? And the same kasha I could ask in Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef kasha, how come he only says it's just Zoreah? Implication being, Mishum Zoreah in, Mishum Choresh lo, why don't each of you say like the other one? And therefore, you're actually over two Av Melachos. When a person is Menachesh or Mashgemayim, he's over not only Choresh, but he's also over Zoreah. So each of you has a problem. Are you going to tell me, so big deal, if you're over two, you only get punished for one? Did you really only chayiv one time? No, that's not right. Rav Kahana said, if somebody is Zomer, somebody goes and prunes, that would be the equivalent of Menachesh for a tree. Somebody goes, prunes a tree, so he's making the tree grow better. But he also, B'tzorach Leitzim, he's also needing it for the firewood, so then he's doing two melachos, Zomer, and he's getting firewood, so Chayiv Shtayim. There it says he's Chayiv twice. So therefore, you clearly see that if you do two av melachos, you chayiv twice. In this situation, one is for the planting. Are you making the rest of the tree grow better by pruning it? One is for harvesting the wood. So too over here, the same thing should apply. You should be over when you're menachesh and you're mashkemayim. You should be over both choresh and zoreah. What's his kasha? That's a good kasha that Abaye had on his Rebbe Rabba. Now, in any event, Eisvei Rav Yosef l'Rabba. Rav Yosef, who said it's Zoreah, questions Rabba, who said it's Choresh. He said, HaMenachesh v'amachabe l'chilayim. If a person does the weeding, or he covers up the ground where there's kilayim. So, in other words, in both situations, he's making the kilayim grow better. So he gets malchus loket. You're over here, the Yisra deraisa of kilayim. So, Rabbi Kiva says, Af hamekayim. It's not only if you did menachesh or mechape, you're even over if you just mekayim it. Rashi explains over here, mekayim means shiroa kilayim zeruah. You see kilayim in the field, beinu mevatlo, and you don't do something to go and mevatel them. Some say you actually have to do an action because it's a lav she'en b'maisi, you would be chayav malkus. Others say no, even for a lav she'en b'maisi, you're chayav malkus. But many understand this, that you have to do something. You build a fence around it. You did something over here to be mekayim the kilayim. Now, what do you see clearly from this brisa? This is what Rav Yosef asked to Rabba. Bishlam l'didi, who says that the Isra over here is Zoreah, damina mishum Zoreah, hainu da'asira zriya b'kilayim. That's why, if you're doing this with kilayim, there's an Isra of zriya in regards to kilayim. You're not allowed to be Zoreah kilayim. So therefore, menachesh u'mechape is a tolda of Zoreah. That's why you're not allowed to do it. However, according to you, Rabba, el didach, who says that menachesh is the armor is mishum choresh, it's a problem of plowing. What's the isser in plowing kilayim? Harisha be kilayim miyasira. How is that called an isser? A person normally plows before he plants. And even if your machshava is that I'm going to go and plant kilayim in this plowed area, that's no isser yet. So, kasha on you, Rabba, why is there an isser? So, amalei. So, Rabba says, no, the isser is when you're plowing over here, you're causing it to grow better. And mishum mekayim, and that's the isser of mekayim kilayim. Moore says, but wait a second. There's two people over here. There's the Tanakama and Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva said, Afa Mekayim, implying that the Tanakama says that Mekayim alone is not enough. So how can you tell me this is an answer that you're being Mekayim it by being Menachesh and by Mechape, that that's being Mekayim? The Tanakama doesn't seem to say Mekayim is us. It's only Rabbi Akiva that says it's us. So Gemara says, no, there weren't two opinions over here. There's not a Tanakam and Rabbi Akiva. Cool, Rabbi Akiva. This is all Rabbi Akiva. And what does Rabbi Akiva say? Umay tam kama. Rabbi Akiva is explaining his statement. He says, my tam, what's the reason that we said at the beginning, ha-menachesh, ha-mechapel, l'kilayim, is loke? What's the reason for that? Tam ha-menachesh, ha-mechapel, l'kilayim, is loke? It's because we shum mekayim. And that is because Rabbi Akiva omer, atam mekayim. He says, just by allowing it to continue to grow, or by improving its already existing growth, that is the Isser over here of Kilayim, for which you get Malkus. Now, where does he get this from? My time with the Rekiva, has he noticed? The Tanya, because he dashes in the Pasuk, it says, Sodcha lo sizra Kilayim. The Pasuk in Vayikra tells us that you now go plant Kilayim in your fields. You shan't plant in your fields Kilayim. So, that teaches us, Ein li ela zoreh. It says sodcha lo tizrak ilayim. So zoreh is not allowed. How do we know Mekayim is also not allowed? Like Rabbi Kiva says, Mekayim inayin, just by allowing the Kilayim to exist or to improve the already existing Kilayim, that's also Asur. So he darshans it in a funny way. Talmud Lomar, Kilayim Sodcha Lo. So Rashi tells us over here that this Talmud Lomar, Kilayim Sodcha Lo, is Atho Gav Dechsiv Lo Sisra Kilayim. The Pasuk tells us, don't go plant Kilayim. We darshan this in a way known as Gorin Vidorshin, that you can substitute the words and rearrange the words. So it says, Lo Kilayim means Lo Yehe Kilayim Mikomakom, that Kilayim can't exist any way that you're causing them to exist. Shechayev Atol Vatol. You have to actively go and get rid of the Kilayim. If you don't, you're held liable for being Mekayimit. So that's Rabbi Akiva's drasha. Now the Gemara says, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Mashkin Beis HaShlochim B'moed U'Bashvi'is. You're allowed to go and irrigate a field that normally requires irrigation. You're allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed, and you're allowed to do that in the Shemitah year. So the Gemara says, Bishlam HaMoed, I understand why Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to do this, Mishum Tirchahu. This normally would be something that would be a Tircha, and you wouldn't be allowed to do this on Chol HaMoed. However, Ubimokum say the Shor Rabban. But since it would be a Hefsid Meruba, it would be a Dover Ave, the rabbis allowed it. Oh, that's what we already explained. But now we discuss, what about the Shemitah, El Shvius? The fact that something is also in Shemitah, so, Bein Laman Diyoma Mishum Zoreya, Bein Laman Diyoma Mishum Choresh, whether you hold like Rabba, who says that the Isser is Choresh, or whether you hold like Rav Yosef, who says that the Isser is Zoreya, Zariah, Vacharisha, Bishvias, Mishari. How would you be allowed to do this? Just because it's a Dover Ave, you're not allowed to do things in the Shemitah year because you're going to lose money. That's the idea of Shemitah. You have to let it lie fallow. So if it's something that's Asur, you're not allowed to do it. So how does that help us to say that you can be Mashke, Beish, Shlochan in the Moed and also in the Shemitah year? If you're saying that this irrigation is either Choresh or Zoreah, both of them are not allowed. So Abai says, we're talking about Shemitah nowadays. Nowadays, Shemitah, when we don't have Yovel, is only Midrabanon. And Shvius Bisman Hazeh, the Rebbe. This goes like the opinion of Yehuda Nasi, the great Rebbe, the Tanya, who says, Rebbe Omer, that Shemitah nowadays, Vizeh Dvar HaShemitah Shomot. We have this double law, Shon Dvar HaShemitah Shomot. So b'shnei shmitos akosu medaber. It's talking about two shmitas. What is that? Acha shmitas karka. One is the fact that you're not allowed to go and plant in your field that year of shmita. V'acha shmitas kisofim. And the other one is that if somebody owes you money, you have to do a bittul on that loan. You can't go and collect the money unless you do, of course, the prusbul, and we'll discuss that at some other time. But the bottom line is there are two shmitas over here. You're not allowed to work the land, and you're not allowed to collect your debts. So Rabbi says only when both of them are in existence do both of them apply. Bisman sha'ato mishamed karka, when the isser of karka to plant your field is an isser daraisa, so then ato mishamed kisofim, then you're not allowed to go collect your debts. However, bisman sha'ato mishamed karka, when it's only a din darabanan, it's not a din daraisa to have shmitas akarka, so then ato mishamed kisofim, then technically on a daraisa level, you don't have to do shmitas kisofim. So this is the teretz of Abaye, that we're going here according with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi that says that technically nowadays there is no Shemitah Midaraisa, so therefore Zoreya or Choresh, whatever it is that we're dealing over here with Mashkin, Beis HaShlochem, Bimoed, U'Bishvias in the Shemitah year is allowed on a Daraisa level. And therefore, it's only Din the Rabbanim. It's only Din the Rabbanim. So then the rabbis could say, yes, for Shvila Dover Aved, we'd allow you to go and do this. That's a Abaye's Teretz. Rava gives a different Teretz. Rava says, Afilu Temer Rabbanon, even if you want to tell me that this goes like the Chachamim that argue with Rabbi and say the Shemitah nowadays is a Daraisa, nevertheless, avos asa rachmana, only certain types of ad melachos were prohibited during the Shemitah year. As Rashi says, asa rachmana b'shvius, only certain things that are avos melachim. We turn to Gimel and Aleph. However, toldos, and Rashi says, kigon mashkiz royim, watering a field, that's not an ad melachim, it's only a tolda. Shaloya b'mishkan, it wasn't present in the Mishkan, Lo asarach mana. The Torah didn't forbid that. So Rava's teretz is that even though it may be an issa deraisa to have shmita nowadays, but the issa deraisa only applies to avos, but doesn't apply to toldos like mashke zeroyim. And therefore, that's the answer why you'd be allowed to go and irrigate this field in the shmita year. If it's an irrigated field, then it would be a dover ha'aved. This is a great breakpoint, our first day of learning this beautiful Masechta Moed Katan, and with this we conclude today's shiur.